Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When evaluating potential software options in the marketplace, there are 10 questions you want to ask yourself to ensure that you find the technology with the right fit for your organization. And I want to talk about what those 10 things are here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And one of the most common services we provide to our clients is to help them evaluate potential software solutions in the marketplace. And one of the common first steps that organizations often take is to define their requirements and issue RFPs and get demos and sort of check off which systems meet the requirements and which ones don't. Now, this is a very important part of the process, but there's a lot of fundamental core questions that organizations miss and don't ask themselves when they're embarking on a software evaluation. And those are the 10 questions I want to cover here today. As simple as it may sound, one of the first questions you want to ask yourself when embarking on a digital transformation or an ERP evaluation is to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. What are you trying to become? What are your longer term goals and objectives? And really make sure that you're not evaluating software just in the context of who you are today and what you think you need today. It's important to cast your mind to the future and look at how you're going to scale the organization, how you're going to grow, how your customers and markets may evolve over time. And even though none of us can predict the future with 100% certainty, it at least gives us a better sense of what technologies are out there that we might be able to grow into rather than just simply automating what we've always done. So really define strategically what it is you're trying to become, and more importantly, how do those criteria of what you're trying to become translate into specific evaluation criteria for your potential software options. Another question to ask yourself is, are you looking for a single ERP system that tries to be everything to everyone within your organization? Or are you looking for a best of breed solution, which would entail multiple systems designed to do very specific functions within your organization? Now, a lot of organizations will come into that question assuming that we want one single ERP system. In theory, that sounds great. That's what most organizations strive for. The problem with ERP systems and single systems that tie together your entire operations is that even though it gives you that single user interface, the single system, the single database, the ease of integration, it puts more pressure on the functional parts of your business to adapt to how the software works. And chances are pretty slim that you're going to find an ERP system out there or a single system that can address all of your business needs. On the flip side, if you go with a best of breed solution, you're going to find that you probably can find systems that can handle specific functions very well within your business, but then tying together those multiple systems can be challenging. So probably the bigger question you have to ask yourself is, are you valuing standardization or are you valuing flexibility more? And depending on what your answer is to that question will probably lead you to the right answer of whether you want a single ERP system or a best of breed solution. And either way, just recognize that you're just trading one risk for another. So building on the second question about do we want a single system or a best of breed solution is diving deeper into this question of do we want to standardize our operations or do we value flexibility more? And even if you do decide that you want a single ERP system or multiple systems, doesn't really matter which one you choose in this case, but no matter which route you go down, you want to make sure that you have a clear vision and understanding of what you're trying to accomplish in terms of standardization versus flexibility. If you're trying to standardize your operations, then you probably want to go with more of a vanilla solution that you're taking off the shelf out of the box and you're not doing a whole lot of customization. That's going to put more pressure on you to change your organization to fit the software. Now, if you're valuing flexibility, then it may be that the best of breed solution is the best fit or a customized solution might be a better fit. And even if you go with a single off-the-shelf system, there are certain systems out there that are more flexible than others. So for example, Microsoft Dynamics 365 and Oracle ERP Cloud are two options in the marketplace that are generally considered more flexible, Whereas if you value standardization, that's where a system like SAP S/4HANA or Oracle's NetSuite, those are two systems that are more focused on standardization of processes and workflows. So really understand what it is you're trying to accomplish, what you value more, and it may be that certain parts of your business value one over the other, but you want to have a clear vision of what those priorities are in your evaluation process. Another question to ask that probably isn't just one answer for your organization, but you might have different answers for different parts of your organization, is do you want to change your business processes or do you want to change your technology? And what I mean by that is, are we looking to take something off the shelf and change our business processes to fit that technology? Or do we have a clear vision of what we want our processes to be and we're going to find the technology and change the technology to fit what we want our business to be operationally? Now again, there's certain parts of your organization where you may have one answer. Other parts you may have a different answer. So for example, a lot of companies we work with will have sources of competitive advantage that they're willing to change the technology to fit their business because it's so important that they preserve those business processes and unique differentiators. Other parts of the business, such as accounts payable or general ledger or more standard business processes, are more likely to say, you know what, we're not going to change the technology, we'll use the technology as it works, and we're going to change our business to fit the technology. So it's important to ask yourself the question, not just once as an entire organization, but ask yourself about this whole concept of changing processes or changing technologies in the context of specific functions or departments within your business.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another question to ask yourself and to have a candid conversation with your stakeholders on is to understand, what is your risk profile? What's your risk tolerance? How tolerant of risk are you really? And the reason this is so important is because certain types of systems are riskier to implement than others. Certain types of systems that are risky may also have higher business benefits and a bigger ROI in the long term, but your organization may not have the risk tolerance or appetite to be able to support that. So you really want to understand where you fall on a continuum of risk tolerance. Some family businesses we work with, for example, are very conservative and they're not very tolerant of risk, in which case we're more likely to help them evaluate and navigate the decision process to find solutions that are lower risk. So for example, those would be less likely organizations or candidates to implement a big, complex, risky, expensive ERP system like an SAP or an Oracle. They're more likely to implement something that's lower cost, that's easier to implement, lower risk overall. Oftentimes those lead to industry specific solutions that are very tailored to their industry, lower cost, lower risk. So it just really depends on what your risk profile is. That's going to lead you down a path to a short list that's going to be most suitable for that risk profile. Another question to ask yourself is, how much do you really want to change? Are you looking for incremental change that's just meant to fine-tune some pretty solid processes that you already have in place? Or are you looking at this transformation and this overall software evaluation as a way to really get that quantum leap improvement in your performance and change to your business model that helps you get to the next level? Neither one is good or bad. Neither one is a universally right answer. But what's important is what's right for you. What is it you're trying to accomplish? And the reason, again, that this is so important is because this leads you down certain paths, depending on what your answer to this question is. If you're looking for big, massive changes to your business model and big, massive improvements, then you may want to look at one of the big ERP vendors that are spending a lot more money on R&D and innovation and have some of the more emerging technologies. If you're just looking for incremental improvements and you don't need the big sexy technology like machine learning and artificial intelligence or robotics and stuff like that, then a industry niche solution that specializes in what you do and provides some more measured incremental improvements to your business workflows might be perfectly suitable as well. The seventh question to ask yourself is, how willing are you to customize the software? And most organizations go into their evaluation process saying, you know what, we don't want to customize it all if we can help it. That's a noble goal, but the reality is you're probably going to have to customize at some point, and some organizations are going to have to customize more than others. The key here, though, is to recognize where customization is required or critical to your competitive advantage versus customizing software because your people don't want to change. So it may be that you have such a unique business model and such unique business processes that are competitive differentiators, and the core reason why customers hire you or employ your services is because of those things. And those are the areas that are more likely to be customized, and those are areas you probably want to customize. If, on the other hand, you're talking about very vanilla business processes that you don't really need to be doing differently than anyone else out there in your industry, then those are cases where you probably don't want to customize. So again, be sure to have a clear understanding of where you might be open to customization and where you may not be, and avoid the temptation to say with universal 100% confidence that you're not going to customize, because most organizations do some level of customization. But at the same time, recognize that once you start going down the path of customization, it's very hard to turn back, and it's a very slippery slope that opens up the floodgate to other potential customizations that you may not need. The next question to ask yourself is, what are your internal competencies? And more specifically, what does your internal IT department look like in terms of its capabilities and competencies? And the reason this is important is because certain technologies are going to require certain internal competencies to support longer term. For example, you look at a product like SAP or Oracle, it requires some very deep and fairly complex and fairly unique skill sets from a technical perspective. On the other hand, if you implement something like a NetSuite, that's something that you don't really need a big IT department to support. Oftentimes your end users can support the technology in conjunction with the maintenance provided by Oracle NetSuite. So if you have the competencies to support a bigger or more complex, more technically robust system, then by all means consider those options. But you also want to look at not only what you have today, but what you think you might need in the future, what you want to move toward in the future. So for example, some organizations say, yeah, we have a big IT department now, but we don't want to have a big IT department in the future. That might lead you down a path of a more simple technology like a NetSuite. If, on the other hand, you have no intention of changing your IT infrastructure and your IT support team, it may be that a more complex or a bigger technologically advanced technology like SAP or Oracle might be a better fit or an okay fit for your organization. One of the important decision factors and inputs into your evaluation process should be your business case or your ROI analysis, cost-benefit analysis, whatever you want to call it. But basically looking at the cost versus the benefits and the ROI of what this investment will entail. And it's important to look at not only the cost side of the equation in a way that's realistic. You know, look at your software subscription fees and your implementation cost, and certainly validate and rationalize those costs to ensure that they're realistic. You also want to look at your benefits. What is the expected business benefit you'll get, and how can we quantify those business benefits? And ultimately, that ROI analysis should help you choose between different options. So it may be that you find a lower cost option that doesn't quite deliver the expected business benefits that you have in mind, but the one that delivers more business benefits is going to be higher cost. So having those numbers quantified and being realistic in how you quantify those numbers will give you a better picture and a better input into the decision process. And this also goes back to your risk tolerance as well. In addition to quantifying your cost benefit, you also want to look at your risk tolerance and how much of a risk you want to take in terms of the cost benefit. So that cost benefit analysis in the business case can be an important input into your decision process. The final question you want to ask yourself, which may not sound like something you need to do during your evaluation, but you absolutely should, is to define what your implementation plan is. How much time is this going to take? How much money? How much of your internal resources? And the reason for that is because you want to have a realistic plan so that you can arrive at a realistic budget, so that you can give your board or your management team a realistic view as part of their decision process and as part of the approval process to move forward. Now, a key word of warning here is to be sure that it's a realistic plan and a realistic budget, because more often than not, system integrators and software vendors will provide to you a proposed plan and budget that's lowballed. It's unrealistic. It's meant to downplay the risk and the cost, when in reality, it's probably going to be a bit higher. So you want to make sure that you rationalize that plan and the cost, not only to account for unrealistic expectations, but also to account for the fact that your system integrator, your software vendor, are only providing inputs into one part of your project plan. There's a whole host of other activities that need to happen to make your implementation successful. So you want to make sure that you have a realistic plan as part of that decision-making process. Now, for more information about how to make a decision around the software that you might be considering, I've included a link to our 2021 Digital Transformation Report below. And in that report, we have top 10 independent rankings and ratings of different ERP systems in the marketplace. They highlight the strengths and weaknesses from a technology agnostic perspective to help ensure that you're looking at both the pros and the cons, the good, bad, and the ugly of different ERP systems in the marketplace. That report also includes a number of other best practices meant to help you through your transformation journey. So I encourage you to download that via the link below. I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.